HEB grocery chain dedicates $300,000 to help fund coronavirus research. By Amy Furr on March 17, 2020. The HEB grocery company is dedicating $300,000 to help fund a Chinese coronavirus research project in San Antonio, Texas, according to a statement on Monday. While HEB is serving customers and communities, we're also committed to helping find a solution to coronavirus, the company said. The statement continued. HEB will dedicate $300,000 to assist Texas Biomedical Research Institute, a San Antonio-based organization with a team dedicated to coronavirus research that will have a global impact. Texas Biomed has launched a unique research project to be among the first in the nation to develop the laboratory model necessary for testing diagnostics, vaccines and treatments to combat coronavirus. We are proud to be a part of this innovative effort to accelerate discoveries, moving science from the lab to the patient. Tuesday, the Research Institute's website said the current pandemic is a reminder to staff and researchers of the reason why it was established. This is a unique and trying time for the country and the world. The Institute's very existence grew out of the desire to meet the challenges of such a time, the site read. Monday, the Research Institute's Lisa Cruz explained how the funds will help scientists better understand the coronavirus and what can be done about it. Science is expensive. So, it will cost a couple of million dollars to complete. But, this helps get us a long way, she stated. In addition to the research project, HEB made a commitment of $3 million in funds to go toward nonprofits and other organizations providing relief to those impacted by the pandemic. Monday, HEB Group Vice President of Public Affairs, Diversity and Environmental Affairs Wynelle Heron assured residents that the company was there for them during such uncertain times. Now, more than ever, HEB is keeping with our spirit of giving and helping here philosophies to do everything we can to support our fellow Texans, she concluded.